It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, it's pretty sad. You know, Karen just had that in her news. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Meatloaf died last night, actually as early this morning, 74 years old. I was listening to Fox at 3:10. They broke in. Breaking news. 3:10 this morning, Meatloaf just died. So I was like, wow. You know, he hasn't been in the best of health. They're not giving the reason or the cause of death, but I was like, holy cow. His name, as Karen mentioned in the news, Marvin Lee Aday.
I never knew that. Did anybody ever know that?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I never knew that.
Where did he get his nickname from? Meatloaf, his dad.
Is that
apparently
right?
Apparently he was chubby as a child, and he said his dad used to call him Meat.
Oh, that's funny.
And so I guess that went from Meat to Meatloaf. It's pretty wild. I was like, wow. But he sold 80 million records. That Bat Outta Hell, the first album, then right. Bat Outta Hell 2. I mean, right. He resurrected himself. He was big in the 70s, kind of went away for the 80s and came back in the 90s with Bat Outta Hell 2. And that was I'd Do Anything for Love. But that, I won't do that. And everyone wanted to know, what is it that you won't do?
We never did find out, did we?
No one ever found out. He has sold, as I said, 80 million records. And he appeared in more than 50 movies and TV shows. And that was it. The movie... Rocky Horror Picture Show in right. The 70s, he played Eddie. That put him on the scene.
And he's a generational type of act as well because, you know, people, you think of him in the 70s, like you said, with all the different accolades and things that he was in and took part in and was famous for. And then you think about, for me, like in the 90s, where I think back to I'd Do Anything for Love, I grew up listening to that song. I would
right.
hear that song all the time. And I loved that song. I still love it today. And then a movie like with Fight Club, you know, coming out in the
right.
late 90s.
I forgot about that.
His name was Robert Paulson. It is a famous line from that movie. So he was great in Fight Club. You know, Brad Pitt and Edward Norton.
That was a great movie.
He did so much in his career. And
really,
that's
very sad.
It's a bummer. We've had some real bummers in the first.
It's
couple weeks
well, we started
year.
With Betty White.
It, yeah, it, on
went,
New Year's
yeah,
Eve
went downhill from there.
Man,
that's terrible. Well, it's the South Florida Show. Jennifer Ross, Bill Adams got the day
oh,
off.
Yeah, by
that's,
the way,
that's Diener over there filling in our producer. I heard that. Honest to God, I heard that this morning driving in, and I went, "Oh, how I was." You know, it's one of those things that certain people affect you more than others. Like the Betty White thing, I think everybody was affected
was
by Betty White.
Yeah.
But this really hit me. I was like, "Whoa, Meatloaf! God, I grew up with all that stuff." Jeez. So, by the way, it is Damage Control Day 2.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
What a disaster.
We're going to play for you a little bit Kamala Harris. And it was funny because while we were on the air, we all look up and here's Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show talking to the vice president. We're like, you know, things are really, really bad when the vice president is taken out and put out there to dispel any... you know, bad rumors that are going around. She, yesterday, she tried to deny that Biden said it, and Savannah Guthrie is like, no, and she kept on interrupting. So I'm sorry, Madam Vice President, you're wrong. This is what he said.
I'll tell you, how many times, because you're right, we said this yesterday as it was happening live. Remember, I came in with you guys and was like, well, Kamala Harris is on with Savannah Guthrie right now, and things are not going well.
No.
And because when you think about it, how many times do you see Kamala Harris, number one, do a TV interview like that?
Yeah,
but
well,
number two,
and on a big show like
on
that,
on a big
too.
Show like that, and number two, on a random Thursday morning like it was yesterday. So it was huge damage control.
They had everybody out, and it was funny because, and we'll play it when we get back, but Savannah Guthrie said, well, she goes, if it wasn't so bad, why did you have to have Jennifer Psaki come out right after the president's press conference, remember?
And she was on Fox and Friends yesterday,
right.
And Jennifer Psaki.
She was a Bill Hemmer.
Bill Hemmer, right.
Because the Fox and Friends, I don't think she'd show up. She's not that brave.
Right. She's not going to go to Senior Ducey.
She wouldn't show up there. Locally, by the way, if you're traveling, call ahead. We got three southern states again. Mm. We got Virginia, the Carolinas, all getting ready to get whacked by this snowstorm. They've already declared states of emergency to get ready for it. The new governor of Virginia already put out a warning. Don't drive. Stay off of the roads. It's supposed to hit later today and then overnight. And then they're saying a lot of snow, a lot of ice. And then it's expected, of course, the same storm. It's the one that's going to bring us rain later today and tonight. As a matter of fact, although there's rain around there this morning, but it's supposed to get pretty intense by this afternoon. It's the same system. We're getting rain. They're getting snow and rain.
Outstanding.
Freezing stuff.
Perfect timing for me if I'm being selfish, because I'm moving to, today and tomorrow. So it's wonderful timing.
I think I'm going to break my arm around noon.
I get it.
Okay,
yeah,
just so you know, don't call me.
You have a scheduled broken arm around 12 o'clock today. I understand.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And the other arm, you know, it's useless, so don't bother calling me. That's just letting you know. Which is interesting because we got a launch this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And it's not SpaceX. It's United Launch Alliance. They're putting up an Atlas V rocket. They're giving it a 70% chance to go. So I'm assuming all the rain's going to come after that. So I always think NASA knows more than we do. Did you see what M&M's did yesterday? Do I have time to do this?
Oh, let's tease this one. Yeah.
What the sad part about it was they issued a statement that said they have received many complaints. I'm like, who complained about this? And did you really think a fake character gets a complaint?
I honestly thought
this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
I thought it was an article from the Babylon Bee.
Yeah,
I really did.
I agree with you. We're going to talk about the what M&M's is doing and how they have caved to the one complaint, probably. And we'll have that wonderful interaction between Savannah Guthrie and Kamala Harris. All coming up next at 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis, working hard in the newsroom. What's coming up? Oh, you come up at 7 o'clock because at 6:30 we got Bill O'Reilly. So you got like 45 minutes to get ready. Plenty
What's coming
of time.
Up? A Pop-Tart and some oatmeal.
Delicious.
Yes. What kind of Pop-Tart?
Well, they've got two kinds. I love the cinnamon, and they also have a strawberry one in there.
I saw the guy from the vending machine yesterday. He looks like he's from the CIA. He comes in with all these cases. So I'm in the elevator with him. I went, whoa, what's in the case? He goes, food.
Food?
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was kind of funny, actually.
Food. Well, very good. You uncovered that mystery.
I think he's like Russian. He was speaking foreign language. Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, the Secretary of State meeting with his Russian counterpart today, the vending machine guy.
Could be. I think he'd probably do a better job than Antony Blinken.
Oh, my God. As the country prepares, appears close to invading Ukraine. But if it's a minor incursion, we're pretty much okay with that.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. As a matter of fact, not only do you have that in your news, but coming up in just a couple of minutes, Savannah Guthrie got into it with the vice president yesterday. We're going to have all that coming up.
Yeah, Savannah Guthrie, she's a very, very smart woman. And if you don't make her follow a narrative and let her just be a reporter and a journalist,
she was good.
She's excellent.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, these news organizations make you, you know, they neuter you. But now she's allowed to go after people who are not telling the truth. So it's interesting.
Oh, thank you for the lead-in, because the M&M's just neutered all of their girls. We're going to talk about that. Come on.
Hey. Whoa, hey.
What? All right, that worked out.
Can't neuter a girl, but never mind. You get what I mean. And I want to know who complained. People in my women's studies class. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Jennifer Ross. Bill Adams has the day off. Hopefully he'll be back on Monday. Dina, our producer, filling in. That was Karen. She'll be back with the news at 7 o'clock. At 6:30, we have Bill O'Reilly. This is kind of lengthy. We'll try to break it up into a couple of pieces. This following the president's, you know, historically long press conference, where he basically said that if Russia has a little incursion, we're expecting a little incursion into the Ukraine, then we'll figure out what we're going to do. So it was damage control across the board. And we really knew it was bad when, during yesterday's show, we all looked up and Diener goes, look up. And we all looked up and here's the vice president of the United States, whom we haven't seen in forever, doing a public appearance, shows up with Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show. And it starts off okay, but boy, it went quickly south. Savannah held her feet to the fire, and I was kind of surprised. So here's our vice president with Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show.
Here's part one. Okay. Here you go.
Did the president essentially give the green light to Vladimir Putin to take a piece of Ukraine, to take a bite out of Ukraine?
I will tell you that the president has been very clear, and we as the United States are very clear. If Putin takes aggressive action,
she's starting.
We are prepared to levy serious and severe costs, period.
All right, so that's
okay. You hear Savannah go, she's getting ready to interrupt her. And then she finally loses it and she goes, you know what? I can't let this go on. And then she starts to interrupt the vice president. It gets ugly with the vice president.
Madam Vice President, in this case,
I'm sorry
the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine.
Of course. And
so
I'm
we
so
are
sorry
very
to interrupt,
clear,
but it,
and
is,
had...
it is less than clear because 30 minutes after the news conference, the White House press secretary had to actually clarify the president's remarks.
Savannah, I'm being clear with you right now.
Yes, okay.
And so if you're interested, I'll continue to be clear.
Wow.
Oh, snap. Yeah,
she wonders why she's not liked as the vice president of the United States. Yeah, you know, you may not love Savannah Guthrie, but she's kind of, maybe you're too young, because Katie Couric, when she first started on the Today Show, she was called America's Sweetheart because people loved her.
Yeah,
she could do no wrong. Savannah Guthrie kind of fills that role right now on the Today Show. Whether you like the woman or not, you like her a whole hell of a lot better than you like the vice president of the United States. And then after the vice president to her yesterday, I'm thinking Savannah's ratings just went through the roof.
Kamala Harris reminds me of the history teacher or the vice principal in your high school that everybody hates.
Yeah, the disciplinarian.
But everybody talks about behind your back at lunch or, you know, homeroom, whatever it was. Oh, did you hear what Ms. Harris said today? Oh, yeah, I heard she said this to little Johnny. Like, she reminds me of that, like you said, that disciplinarian, really snarky type of teacher that just downgrades you all the time. That's how she talks.
You're right. Yeah, she's there's a word for that, but I can't say it on the show.
And I can't say it at all. So.
Speaking of which, as Karen had, and she will have more details coming up in the news, but our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, his mother must not have liked H's. He's meeting with the Russian counterpart today. And what appears to be, they say, extremely close to Russia, just plowing right into the Ukraine. And what did the president say? We're going to instill severe sanctions. I'm thinking, I'm sure Vladimir Putin is like shaking in his boots with that threat.
Yeah, but wait, Jen, I thought we just heard Kamala Harris say, you know, we're united on this front, period. We're going to levy sanctions and do all these different things, and there will be consequences if Russia invades Ukraine. What happened to that?
Do you think Vladimir Putin really cares what the Vice President of the United States or what this president is saying?
They're not respected.
No, they're not at all. And not feared. Right. And that was the difference between, and we always said that about Trump. He was just crazy enough that you didn't know which way he was going to go. So he kind of kept all like a little chubby from North Korea, Vladimir Putin, you know, China, kept them all a little off balance because no one knew which way he was going to go. This guy, you blow on him and he falls over.
Oh, so, speaking of North Korea.
Oh, no.
I have to put up this video on the blog today. You have to see this to believe it. They did a military, I guess you could say.
Like a parade kind of thing like they usually do?
Not even necessarily a parade. It was a display. They put on a show. Kim Jong-un was there. His sister was there.
He does it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still skinny? Or is he getting fat again?
No, he was still skinny, actually. He was very svelte. And they put on this show. The military did. And they were doing all these feats of strength. When I tell you that there was a guy who literally ran through a concrete brick. I'm not even kidding you. With his head. Like, remember the X-Men movies with that guy Juggernaut, where he would run through the walls? It was like that. I'm telling you, if you see it, whenever I get to put it up, at some point during the show today, you have to go to the website. We'll let you know when it's up. This video is insane. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life.
Crazy.
Yes.
That really is crazy.
So, getting back to topic here. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, because I got to go watch this now. A little bit closer to home, yesterday our governor made the announcement that First Lady Casey DeSantis had completed her final chemotherapy treatment.
Oh, fantastic.
That she had responded extremely well to the treatments. She was diagnosed with cancer back in October 4th. And he said that her reaching this point is a huge milestone, but they didn't talk about what comes next.
Right.
So we can only hope all is well, and our prayers are with the first
hopefully.
Lady of Florida. This, you know what, I always mention my women's studies class that I lasted like three classes with at Ohio State because these women were like psychotic. They hated men. They hated life. They hated their bodies. They hated everything. And I'm like, do something with your life. Go see a shrink and get help. Do something. This is how I figured this is the type of person who complained to M&M's. Who owns them? Mars?
Mars, yeah.
Somebody called up Mars. M&M's. You know, the little M&M's. Just changed the characters in its commercials to make the female characters less, get a load of this, sexist.
How so?
I always find that M&Ms are quite sexy, and I'm concerned that they're sending a bad image to my child.
What? How?
The green M&M?
Yeah.
Okay. She used to wear those sexy knee-high boots. Nah.
Yeah, the red M&M was always like, had a crush on her.
Okay. Well, no. I don't know if it's going to have a crush on her anymore because now she's in sneakers.
Why?
Because she's too sexist with the boots on. The brown M&M used to wear those stilettos. But no, can't wear those because, oh my goodness, that's terrible. Now she's in a chunkier heel that's supposed to be more professional.
Why?
Because people complain that they were sexist.
Oh my gosh.
They're also more supportive of each other. Green's bio on the they have bios on the M&M website says she now enjoys being quite hype woman for her friends.
What?
Whatever the hell that means. Brown says she's not bossy. She's just the boss. Okay. They want you to know that the green and brown M&M are more inclusive, welcoming, and unifying. They're M&Ms. It's
candy. Who comes up with this garbage? I'm telling you, when I saw this, I thought it was the Babylon Bee.
No, they said they did this because they were getting complaints.
From who?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who the hell complained?
From the 10-year-olds eating M&Ms on their way to school?
I think more people should have complained about, who's that kid from that show I like, the motel show? You can't say the name, the S Creek.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
What's his name? He's everywhere.
Eugene Levy's son.
Yeah. I forget what his name is.
Dan? Is it Dan?
Dan Levy.
Yeah.
But he's got one of them locked in his car. He's talking to the M&M, she's like, you know, you got to lay off and, you know, be nicer to us. No problem. I promise I won't touch you anymore.
Yeah.
And he's got one locked in his car. I'm thinking, I'd be complaining about that because you're going to eat her.
Yeah.
Kiddo, it's going to eat the M&M. No, they complain about.
Well, you know what, Jen? All is right with the world because the green M&M is wearing sneakers instead of go-go boots. I feel so much better about world affairs now. Everything's great.
Oh, my
what
goodness.
What a joke.
It's so stupid.
Oh,
hey, you know what? This is totally off track, Stan, but I found this so fascinating. We're not only going to talk about what happened with the Ukraine, and there's a big storm headed to the northeast and the east, but Martha Stewart said something on Ellen. It's still on the air yesterday.
Yeah, we found the answer.
Shocked me. It shocked me. I was like, really? Wow.
Is it about Snoop Dogg?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's always high because of him, because of the content.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk about that and so much more coming up next at 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Jennifer Ross, Bill Adams has the day off. He'll be back on Friday. Dina, our producer, filling in. Karen Curtis, our news director, back at 7 o'clock with the news, with everything that's happening in the world, including that... Antony Blinken's going to stop Russia from invading Ukraine today because he's sitting down with his Russian counterpart.
Sure he is.
I believe that. Like, I believe, Alaska needs more ice.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know what this guy is going to do. Look, Antony Blinken is part of that long list of useless people in this, not only in the administration of the Biden administration, but in Washington.
I mean, he's been around a long time.
He has, and he's completely useless. And there's a reason why he hasn't had a job before, because he sucks at what he does. And the only reason why he has a job now is because he got in cushy with the Biden people. So he got all these special deals, and they said, hey, when we get in, we'll get you one of these positions. He's not qualified for it. That's the problem with all the things that... One of the reasons why so much has gone wrong in the past year with this disastrous administration is because they put people who weren't qualified for the job in their jobs, and Blinken is just one of those bums.
You mean like the president?
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Starts from the top.
And works its way down. So hopefully nothing escalates there. What is going to escalate today, however, if you're traveling, make sure you either call ahead for the airlines or you check out your roadmap if you're driving. There is the storm that's going to hit us later this afternoon with lots of rain.
Ugh.
Is also hitting the southern states again. The Carolinas, Tennessee, Virginia, a lot of them have declared states of emergency because they're expecting all kinds of snow and ice. And Virginia's new governor, Youngkin, he's like, now, you're not getting stuck on the highway. There's a state of emergency. Stay off the roads.
Don't drive.
Don't drive. So they're saying they don't know how much snow they're supposed to get. But there's three states, North, South Carolina, and Virginia, all declared states of emergency so they can get their plows ready.
Boy, the South has been getting some pretty nasty weather with snow.
And then it goes up the East Coast. So then it's going to hit New England.
Right.
And then there they go.
The usual
spots. It's a bomb cyclone.
Oh, yeah, the bomb cyclone.
All of a sudden it changes its name. I'm like, come on. There's a little town in Ohio called Ashtabula. sits right on Lake Erie. Beautiful little town. It got 28 inches of snow the other day.
Oh my gosh.
So you don't think a lake effect snow is lake effect snow? That's what lake effect snow is about.
How do you even deal with that? At once?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's when you open up the garage and there's like a wall, you know, 3 feet high in front of you. You go, whoa, okay, close the garage. See you later.
And then some people say that about us. How do you deal with that power for a week? Huh?
They usually hear, how do you deal with the heat and the humidity?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring somebody from Minnesota that's lived in Minnesota most of their lives, or the Dakotas or someplace like that, Idaho. Bring them here in July or August and let them go for 5 minutes. They're like, they're ready to die. They can't deal with it.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It really is. This does not look good for this cop in Sunrise, by the way. I don't know if you saw this video. Maybe Karen can find it and put it up on our website. The Sunrise police officer, he is Sergeant Christopher Pulis, apparently 21-year veteran. He was recorded. Now, this happened on November 19th, but now all of a sudden they just released the video. He's on the scene of an arrest with an unidentified female officer. Now, the video shows police pointing pepper spray at a suspect in the back of the police car. Guy's already in the car.
So he's cuffed.
This guy's getting ready. Apparently, he's pointing the pepper spray at him. The female officer comes up behind Sergeant Pulis and grabs him.
Okay.
Like, get the hell out of the car. What are you doing? Kind of thing.
Was he spraying the guy?
I don't think so.
No.
He was just pointing the pepper spray at him.
Okay.
So she comes in and she's like, pulls him away from the suspect because it looks like things are going to escalate. He turns around, looks at the female police officer, whoever she may be, puts his hand around her throat and pushes her back up against the car.
Oh, my gosh.
Does not look good. No.
Whoa.
No.
That's not.
And the other hand's on her shoulder, so she had nowhere to go.
Oh, my gosh.
So now he's been put on administrative leave while there's an investigation.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, not a good thing. Not a good thing. 2 o'clock this afternoon, if all goes according to schedule, they're giving it a 70% go. United Launch Alliance will blast off an Atlas V rocket. They're carrying 2 Space Force satellites, whatever that is. Those are things that spy on other countries is how I look at them.
That means we're fighting wars in space against China is what that means.
So that they means. Say 70%, so maybe all these storms are supposed to get are coming after 2 o'clock this afternoon. That's how I look at it. That's probably the good news
that you can
take out of that. I don't know. This is great news. Can we find the mouse, please? I need you to put this up on our page.
What is this?
Okay, you're talking about North Korea. This was the most exciting thing in the world, and I know many men will be excited about this. Researchers have now used stem cells to cure baldness.
Really?
And they took a mouse that has like a hairless mouse. The picture's so funny looking, but they grew a tuft of hair on the side of the mouse. So the mouse is hairless except for this big tuft of hair on the side of its body. Like, there should be no hair there at all. And they say that basically it's going to one day cure baldness. They'll figure it out.
Well,
that's pretty wild,
that's
though,
amazing,
isn't it?
Actually.
So I'm like, holy cow.
It's like Walt Disney said, Jen, it all started with a mouse. Look at that.
Only you would make reference to the Mickey Mouse. Jeez, only you.
That's great, though. I mean, that's
amazing.
You know, thankfully, I've been blessed, and my brother and my dad, too, have been blessed with good heads of hair. I guess it's the genes.
It is the genetic. As far as I know, it's genetic, yeah.
But I know, you know, a lot of people who would be like, oh, my gosh, I need this.
Well, look around here. I mean, we got several guys around here have had their implants. Is that what they
do? Right, yeah, the implants.
It looks like it hurts.
Yeah, one of my buddies had that done.
Yeah?
I mean, around my age, and he was losing his hair like in his mid-20s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's great. If they have found a cure to male pattern baldness, as it's called,
yes,
that's a big advancement.
I don't see the pattern there. I just see that they don't have any hair.
I never understood why it's called that.
Yeah, it's going to be something. But pretty cool. But you got to go get a picture because the mouse is hysterical looking. It literally is a bald mouse except for this big tuft of hair on the side.
It will be found.
You know what? Yesterday we were having this conversation. Did we have it on the air or off the air?
I don't remember anymore.
It kind of all blends together.
Blend in.
The comment was, is Ellen still on the air? Because she's basically been canceled. She's running her last year. So I think her show ends at the end of this year. I'm not sure when it ends, but this is her last hurrah. Her ratings are in the dumps because people, her followers, just turned on her like piranha after she said, oh, I hate being, it's like being in prison when she was sitting
She said
doing a show.
Yeah, she said a lot of
multi-million dollar mansion that she owns, and then it started from there and it went downhill. But yesterday, she had Martha Stewart on, and Martha Stewart started talking about dating Anthony Hopkins. I was like, oh my God. So this is what happened.
I have a big scary house in Maine that's way by itself on 100 acres in the forest, and I couldn't even imagine taking Anthony Hopkins there.
Yeah.
I couldn't, because all I could think of was him eating, you know.
Right. Wait, did you date him?
Yeah.
And you stopped because of that?
Yeah.
She was afraid to take Hannibal Lecter into the woods to her home because of that stupid movie.
That's really funny.
It was a great movie, actually, The Silence of the Lambs. Speaking of movies and entertainment, sad news in the musical and the movie world, but two shows. Well, one's a movie, one's a show. That was a show, right? The other one? Yeah. They're getting sequels.
Oh.
And you're going to be happy about both of them, actually. All right. So all those details coming up next, 850 WFTL. Quick, you only got 12 minutes to get ready for news.
I'm ready.
Okay. What do you get going? Hey, we get to do rapid fire too at 7:30, and it's a Friday.
I know. Bye-bye.
What's coming up at 7?
Well, lots about abortion. Supreme Court decided not to intervene on the legal challenge from Texas abortion providers, so that law stays in place. And then you've got tens of thousands of people now at the Capitol because it's the 49th annual March for Life in D.C. today. Along the National Mall. I mean, each year they march.
Do it,
It's the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, which could be challenged. The Mississippi ruling will be considered by the Supreme Court later this year. So,
aren't we doing something here, too, in Florida?
Yes, we have. Right. Our legislature's in session, and they're contemplating a law that would prohibit abortion past 16 weeks, I believe, is the milestone.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So that mark coming up.
There's a pushback.
A lot of big stuff.
You know, the pendulum, if you ever worry about things, the pendulum will usually swing one way pretty far, then it swings the other way pretty far because there's backlash, and then it eventually meets somewhere in the middle.
True enough.
Usually happens. It's the South Florida Morning Show. That was Karen Curtis, our news director. She'll be back, as she said, at 7 o'clock with the news. Jennifer Ross, Bill Adams has the day off, and hopefully he'll be back on Monday, and Dina, our producer, filling in for him. Hey, by the way, although every other country in the world has figured this out, that being 50 others but besides ourselves, 5G, apparently yesterday they figured out that you can fly planes with it. So,
oh, now all of a sudden it's okay?
Nearly 80% of planes are now clear to land at airports with the new 5G phone service.
2 days ago, the headlines in giant red font were coming across our screens. Catastrophic warnings for airlines and airplanes because of 5G. They were using the words word catastrophic 2 days ago, and now it's okay?
Well, now they say what they're going to do is they will limit 5G, which concerns me because they said they're going to limit 5G service when there's low visibility. So does that mean you won't be able to call somebody? You can't go online if you get 5G? How does it affect your phone service? Never mind the planes. What they're trying to say is that it interferes with the equipment on the plane, mainly the altimeter. So if you're coming in and the pilot thinks he's at 5,000 feet and he's really at 1,000 feet, that's not good. So, but apparently they worked out the deal where yesterday 80% of planes now cleared to land at airports where there's 5G service.
All right, fair enough. So I'm glad they could work it out.
Me and you both. Some really sad news in the entertainment world, and it broke really, really early this morning. Singer Meat Loaf passed away late last night, early this morning at the age of 74. His real name? Marvin Leaday.
Never knew that.
Yeah. He became famous because of his album 1977, Bat Outta Hell. But before that, he played Eddie in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right.
And that kind of led to Bat Outta Hell, then Bat Outta. And then he kind of skipped a generation because he came back in the 90s with Bat Outta Hell 2, which had, I think that's where it was 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad was on there, and I Won't Do That for Love, or I Can't Do That for Love. We never did find out what he wouldn't do for love, did we?
I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that, Jen.
Yeah, but what was it? No one ever knew.
Nobody knows.
It was a very bizarre video, too. But,
oh, that video was fantastic. I mean, it was strange.
It was very strange.
But it was, man, what a music video that was. I would see that all the time on MTV.
Didn't give you nightmares?
No.
Okay.
It was a work of art.
Okay, work of art. I've never heard quite it described that way.
Absolutely.
COVID cases, this is where This is where I shake my head about the CDC, and this is where I am concerned about what our health officials are telling the average American and why people are so messed up about what's right and what's wrong. CDC very quietly, we had the story yesterday, said cloth masks, they're basically useless.
Oh, yeah. A lot of stuff came out from the CDC this week that, well, you know, we were called conspiracy theorists just a month ago for saying.
Right. So now they're saying that, you need to wear those N95 masks that, which, by the way, is it not price gouging when they raise the price on those things? Because they're expensive. There's no doubt about it. And this is, you know what, maybe hospitals are willing to suck it up and they pay that cost, but the cost of these things keep on going through the roof. And hospitals go through these masks like, you know, we go through, you know, a bag of candy.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they use them all the time. So now they're going to be made available to all of us for free. I don't know what this costs the federal government.
They should just be giving them all to hospitals.
Yeah, well, they already get them, so I think they'll be okay.
I guess so.
A new study of 79,000 child cases. It was in Ohio. They found these are kids that tested positive for Omicron, right? Mm-hmm. Found no severe illness. Most of them didn't even have any symptoms.
That's a huge survey.
However, now the CDC, how do they respond to this?
Okay.
We are encouraging parents of children 5 and under to put masks on them.
Stop. No.
You just did a huge study that said none of these kids get severely sick. Half of them didn't have any symptoms, if not more so. And now you're telling me to put a mask on my kid? No.
No.
This is why people get upset with the CDC and with the Fauci and all their stupid comments.
Well, because they changed their tune on everything. We're going to get to our sequel story, but it enrages me how they can always change their tune. First, cloth mask, go ahead, do it. Now, oh, you know what? They don't really work that well. Maybe it's better than nothing, but they don't really do much. So you're saying that now, 2 years later? I
don't get it either.
I can't stand the way that they handle the business of, because it is to them, it's a business, and it shouldn't be. It should be, here's what's working, here's what's not, here's what you should do, and just be honest. But they're not. It's all agenda driven.
It really is. So it's your choice. But
and then they came out with the big news that natural immunity.
Oh, it's far better, yeah.
It's better than the vaccine when it came to Delta. Now they came out and say that.
Well, yeah, 2 years after the fact, after they told you to stay home and forget about life.
They wouldn't even talk about natural immunity. You were a conspiracy theorist.
And how many times did I ask? If you've had it and you have the antibodies, why are they not testing people for antibodies?
All right.
One of the biggest shows on Netflix just got the green light, no pun intended, to have a season 2. I don't know. Yeah, this is the music. You'll know it the minute.
Oh, yeah.
That's creepy music.
It is creepy, but it's good.
Squid Game is got season 2 coming. I don't know when they're going to. They just decided to give it the okay, I'm thinking. All right. And one of
I'm excited.
Okay, you can yell at me and you can tell me I'm an idiot, but this was never one of my favorite holiday films.
You're an idiot.
Okay, see, I told you you would say that. But this movie has a sequel coming.
Immediately, my feet began to sweat as those two fluffy little bunnies with the blue button eyes stared sappily up at me.
Peter Billingsley will return.
Wow.
As an adult Ralphie in the sequel to A Christmas Story called A Christmas Story Christmas.
Oh, wow. That's funny. Really?
No word on whether or not Aunt Clara is still alive or if Aunt Clara's kids are coming back to haunt him.
He looks like a pink nightmare.
Yeah, well, he does look like a pink nightmare. That's really, really, really well.
I could do that whole scene. I could recite it right now, but I won't. I won't do that.
Oh,
but I hope they do it. Please do it justice. I mean, as long as they're bringing back the original Ralphie there.
Right.
I mean, they get
you
a
can
good
only hope.
Yeah, they get a good cast. They get a good script and good directors.
Has he become his father? That would be funny.
That would be funny.
Because, you know,
Don't make it woke. You know,
it's
going to
be woke.
Fun.
You know, it's going to be woke.
So I'm a little scared, but also kind of excited about that.
Speaking of woke, two woke comedians from Saturday Night Live just bought something that they're going to turn into a new venue.
Oh.
Actually, I if I didn't get sick on it, I'd probably be pretty excited about this. But we'll tell you what they're doing and, of course, what's happening in the Ukraine because our president's on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's all coming up next at 850 WFTL.